get it started.
Okay. This is Graham Thickens again from TechSurf Blog on the pavilion show floor at Demo 09. And I'm with a presenter that was on stage this morning by the name of Jadus. And I'm with Afrus, and I'll let you pronounce your last name.
Tavakoli.
Who is CEO, and also I'm going to chat with the CTO in a minute. Afrus, can you tell us a little bit about what Jadus is?
Jadus is some cloud-based web operating system. In Jadus, we have two parts. We have a back-end part, which is a web operating system where a developer can build easily applications. They can connect existing applications or website together. And we have a front end, which is a very nice and easy to use remote control, which we say to it web remote control. And in web remote control, you can manage all of your website, your applications. You can add new applications, and there are a lot of abilities there. And it is open; everybody can build application there, and for the user, it's also free. Jadus is free. Maybe there are some application when the from developers which are not free, there are a lot of opportunities for developers.
It's a very nice looking interface. It looks
just like a
remote control, almost looks like an iPhone, you know, with a great colored background and icons on it. And everyone can see that when they go to jadus.com, right?
Maybe it looks a little bit like iPhone. We didn't copy iPhone.
No, no.
But iPhone has a very good usability. And after evolution, we reached some stage which looks a little bit like iPhone. But what you remember to the iPhone is the black, as you say, background and the round edge.
Yeah, it's very, very nice looking. Let me just flip over to Lucas Rosenstock, who is the CTO, and can you explain how people get this wonderful web remote control of yours?
Getting the web remote control is very easy because it's not a huge application to download. You can use it on every site simply by signing up, logging in. You have to activate small extension, your browser, it's very, very small extensions, and on our partner sites you can use it even without, so it's accessible from everywhere.
What are some of those partner sites?
Partner sites could be everyone who is integrating our API. So every developer who will start developing an application, he will have a website, it will be our partner site. They just put one line of JavaScript code in it and our application will run there.
I see, and did you just announce that API, or have developers known about this before now?
It has just been announced. Right now we're using it internally because our system is that modular that we're using the same API internally as for external developers. So right now we are developing our own applications, and soon we will let more developers on our platform to build their own applications for Jadus.
Sure. And you're hoping that a lot of developers see what you're doing here after you introduced it at Demo, right?
Yeah, I hope. But first of all, we need some users to get the developers also an attractive base of users that they will use their applications.
Okay, so how did you get it up on my page here? He's got TechSurf Blog up here, and the remote control is just off to the right side of my sidebar. How did you do that?
Simply by going to that site. And first of all, I just clicked one button that says, like, install Firefox extension.
So show me or tell me what I can do now that I have this on my page.
Yeah, for example, I give you a nice example. Oh, you have something like a rating in this?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if someone rates that and you don't like their rating, you could just remove it. But if we have also something like a rating application and there, you'd see some kind of objective rating what other people have rated. So the nice thing about this is you have different applications that, no matter on which site you are, these applications are automatically connected to that site. So applications get the context which site I'm browsing, and they can give me the relevant information based on myself, my network, as well as where I'm browsing.
Well, it's very good looking. Let me just go back to the CEO, Afrus, here and ask a little bit about the company. Have you been kind of stealth in hiding before this event? Or? I mean, have you been, you know, quiet and
yes, we have to be still. This is some rule of demo 2.
Yes,
we
can. Sure,
we
sure.
have to be still. We cannot launch. But we was showing to some managers, to VC president of Google, and a lot of popular people, and everybody like it. We are. Yes, and we like it too.
Are you just a self-funded company at this point?
Again, please.
Self-funded.
Yes, right now it is self-funded, the company, and we are maybe in sometimes after 6 months or 9 months, we will negotiate maybe with some venture capitalists, but right now we are funded enough.
And how big's the team? How many of you?
We have we started as a two people non-company 1.5 years ago. 6 months back, we started with the development, and right now we have about 30 developers, dedicated developers, which works only for us. And about we hired the last months about between 70 and 80. It's varied, yes, external developers to make the applications, because we need a lot of applications to be successful on this market.
Well, this is exciting, and I wish you guys a lot of luck, and have a good rest of the day here at Demo.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.